The So-Called Science of Sociology by H. G. Wells, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. It has long been generally recognized that there are two quite divergent ways of attacking sociological and economic questions, one that is called scientific and one that is not, and I claim no particular virtue in the recognition of that, but I do claim a certain freshness in my analysis of this difference, and it is to that analysis that your attention is now called. When I claim freshness, I do not make, you understand, any claim to original discovery. What I have to say, and have been saying for some time, is also more or less, and with certain differences to be found in the thought of Professor Bosanquet, for example, in Alfred Sidgwick's Use of Words in Reasoning, in Sigwart's Logic, in contemporary American metaphysical speculation. I am only one incidental voice speaking in a general movement of thought. My trend of thought leads me to deny that sociology is a science, or only a science in the same loose sense that modern history is a science, and to throw doubt upon the value of sociology that follows too closely what is called the scientific method. The drift of my argument is to dispute not only that sociology is a science, but also